Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Welcome back. So, spoiler alert, the winner of this year's Home of the Year, of course, was the house that was dubbed by the judges the Boutique Abode. It was in Dublin, it was a mid-terrace and it was beautifully designed. What did Hugh Wallace say about it? He said our winner is special because of the attention to detail, bold colour, and every single inch was used in this home. And the winners, of course, were Shane Murray and Marty Campbell. So congratulations to both of them. They're on the phone. Good morning to you, Shane and Marty.
Morning. How are you?
Good morning to you. For those who watch, well, I'll come to Marty first of all. For those who haven't been watching the show, can you describe the type of house, Marty?
Hey, yeah, it's a small terraced house in Dublin city centre. Small footprint, two up, two down bedroom, basically, yeah. And we bought the home back in 2022, so we've kind of spent the last 18 months or so renovating the home.
I think it was lovely that this is such a home that's very recent to you, that's only in the last 2 years. And you must have gone straight in renovating, or what was there? There's an interesting story here, because obviously you were planning to get married at one stage, weren't you?
Yeah, well, we originally were planning to get married in 2020, but obviously COVID happened, and we postponed the wedding to 2021, still COVID, so we decided, you know what, let's use the money to buy our first home. We kind of spent the end of the next, 18 months renovating the home, so yeah.
And it's in Dublin?
Dublin city centre, yeah.
Dublin city centre, brilliant. And did you use designers, interior architects, any of those kind of people?
No, we pretty much did it all ourselves. Yeah.
Lovely.
So Shane can take this one, actually. Shane's the designer, so he comes from a design background.
Shane, congratulations. It's all yours.
Thank you.
Marty did nothing, is what he's kind of saying there.
Marty just okayed everything and vetoed some things. Yeah, I suppose it was mainly my vision and my design kind of ideas. I knew I kind of wanted something bold, something that people talk about, something, it's Marmite, some people don't particularly like it. Yeah. So I suppose I from the very beginning, I wanted something that kind of packed, as Sarah said, packed a punch, you know, kind of it was a talking point.
And do you have a background in design? You've some kind of training, do you?
I did interior design in college. I did a degree back in 2000, we finished in 2009, but I never worked in it. I went on to become I'm a baker now, so
you're a baker.
It's kind of still creative, yeah. So it's completely different, but creative. I suppose I have an academic background in it, but never worked in it.
And come here, I'm fascinated about the baking, because that obviously that'll put you in line for another reality show. Work for yourself,
yeah,
or do you?
I do. I own a wholesale baking business, so I supply coffee shops with cakes and.
Oh, that's
fascinating.
It's a nice job. Yeah, so it ticks all the creative boxes then you're doing.
Yes, absolutely.
That's probably why there's two ovens in the house, is it?
Absolutely. Well, you can't cook Christmas dinner with one oven, so that's why I wanted to.
Oh, I beg to differ. I think people around the country are kind of going,
yeah.
Marty, of course you can. Yeah, Marty, come in here and defend the rest of the nation. By the way, Marty, you go ahead, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say about Shane's design, and it was very much about our personality as well.
Yeah.
I wanted to get that across in the home. So things like his love for baking and cooking, hence the two ovens for sure.
I was worried for you initially because I heard you say, oh, I thought this could have been should have been brighter colours at the start of the final last night, which almost hinted that it wasn't going to be the final winner.
Yeah, we were pretty surprised. Yeah. Not surprised, I suppose we knew the outcome, but when we were watching our episode, to see Hugh kind of be a bit kind of unsure about the colours at the beginning we were a bit surprised at that. But I suppose it is that kind of house that, as Amanda said, it's about how you feel when you're in it, more so than looking at pictures of it. So a lot of the pictures didn't do the justice of how you felt when you're actually in the space.
That's interesting.
And we love that kind of dark and broody colours, you know, and that was really what we wanted to stick to when we were kind of coming up with the colour palette for the home. We kind of said, you know, this is what we like, so we wanted to make sure that kind of then stayed throughout the home as well.
Hugh was kind of cynical enough, wasn't he, particularly about the position of the television.
TV gate, as we call it.
TV gate, okay.
To be fair, he had a good point, I suppose, for such a small room, you know, we kind of decided that was a place that
it's
we
It's over
could,
the fireplace, isn't it?
Just
too high.
Above the fireplace. So it works for us, so it does. But we know we take his point.
You've got so much baking to do.
Yeah, I suppose in terms of the height, he was talked about the fireplace being a faux fireplace, but it's actually, we like the idea of having the centerpiece in the room of the fireplace.
Yeah,
it goes back to the traditional house, obviously, and then I suppose it just made sense for us to put the TV above us. It was a funny thing for him to pick up on, and I would love to know from Hugh where else in the room he would have put it.
Yeah, I suppose it's supposed to be at eye level when you're sitting down, so he's probably thinking left or right.
It's on an arm that tilts down, so it's perfect for us. Like, it works perfectly for us.
Oh, it tilts down. Okay, we didn't see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm with you on this. I'm sorry. You're just wrong.
Yeah.
Marty, you're from Northern Territories by the sound.
Yeah, originally from Tyrone, but I've been living in Dublin now the last 10 years or so. But I'm still a blow-in, really.
Oh, wow. So there were actually two Tyrone people in the final last night.
Yeah, Peter's home. Yeah, Peter's, the Gate Lodge in Tyrone, which is a stunning property. We love that one. Yeah. So, and there was an obviously in Derry as well. The rectory in Derry.
I know from inside here that there was huge interest from the media in the north on this year's Home of the Year, and they were slightly disappointed when they discovered a Dublin home won. But of course, when they discovered one of the owners is from Tyrone, those things matter.
They could give him 50% of the win there, sure, yeah.
Yeah. You haven't told us what the budget was, and some people do, some people don't.
Now that
you're the winners, you have this extra responsibility.
I suppose we didn't have a budget in a way, because of the way we decorated or we renovated. It was very much kind of as we go along. We didn't have one contractor come in with a number and we had to pay that amount. So I suppose in that way we didn't have a budget, not because we just had unlimited money, but because we just did it kind of bit by bit as we had money to do different things.
Yeah.
That was important. Like, we didn't have an architect, we didn't have an interior design. You know, it was very much a DIY job. So I suppose we kind of did it in stages and kind of controlled the budget or what money we had and kind of did it when we could, you know.
And I suppose people, what state was it in when you got there?
The home hadn't been lived in a few years, so it was pretty state of disrepair. Yeah, so we couldn't move in straight away. So I think we spent the first 3 months since we picked up the keys. So we did the bedroom and some ground floor work, but when we moved in, it was still very much a building site. So we spent our first winter here kind of living in a building site and then doing room by room then over the course of the year then.
Well, I suppose people can guess as well the fact that you didn't get married. You put the money into the renovation, so they can look up the average cost of wedding or guess from your home how much you might have spent on the wedding. Yeah. Are the marriage plans still in train?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, I think into next year we're going to plan something.
Oh, brilliant. How long have you been together?
9 years.
Yeah, 9 years.
It was nearly a correction there. Thank God that worked out. Okay. And how did you meet, if you don't mind me asking?
We just met out on a night out.
Oh, that's unusual nowadays.
Yeah, just the rest is history, as they say. Yeah, so we moved in pretty quick. I think 6 months moved in. We were renting the local area, so the home we bought wasn't too far for where we lived together originally. So we loved the area, and actually, funny. When we got mortgage approved and we were looking for our first home, the home we have is the first and only home we've seen. We didn't look at any other homes. We knew the location and obviously the potential of this home.
It was love at first renovation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 6 months. Exactly. 6 months was obviously, there's nothing quite like the housing crisis to speed up that whistle stop romance. Speaking of, obviously, a Home of the Year gets a bit of criticism, as you would know as viewers over the years, for being property porn, because there are mostly homeowners involved and people are forlorn watching at home and green with envy, and also people struggling with the fact that they can't buy their own home. How do you feel about that in terms of the TV in general as viewers?
Yeah, I suppose, we would have watched the show over the years just for, I suppose, a little bit of escapism, and we enjoyed interior design, and we're actually obviously a bit nosy as well. I love watching what other people do with their homes. So, when we put ourselves forward for the show, I suppose we were obviously delighted and lucky and privileged to be able to buy our first home, and I suppose we just wanted to kind of showcase and give, you know, similar people in similar situations some tips and tricks on maybe what they could do with their home. And like, we have a very small, modest home, I think a very relatable home as well.
Yeah, it's very accessible. We didn't change the footprint. We didn't add a big extension. Like, we basically just renovated the house that was here.
Yeah.
And I suppose it gives people an idea what can be done in a small space. And we didn't have a huge amount of money either, so it wasn't as if we could just throw money at it. So I think in terms of that our home is quite relatable to most of the viewers. We hope so anyway.
Yeah, I suppose, and especially when I suppose we did it ourselves as well. I think that's hopefully relatable as well.
Oh no, it's a beautiful home. Congratulations to you both, and you're not to blame for the housing crisis. Don't worry. You were, I suppose, like many people, you were watching Once Upon a Time, not being homeowners and dreaming about being on the show.
Yeah.
That's the thing, you know, we rented in Dublin for 9 years, you know, so we worked hard, we saved, and we found ourselves in a very lucky and privileged place to be able to buy our home and in the location we wanted to as well. So we don't take that lightly as well.
You've been fans of the show for the last few years?
Yes, we've watched it every year, pretty much, yeah.
Do you have a favourite judge? It's Amanda.
Depends what day. from our app, I think Sarah is our favourite judge. She gives
Sarah's
it a 10,
definitely,
so
yeah.
We have to put her at top.
There you go. Okay,
but in terms of judges, we love the advice of all the judges and the comments of all the judges. They all have their own unique style and we don't have a favourite in that way, but I suppose after watching our show and winning the final, Zara definitely was one that was champion for our house the most. I mean, she loved it, and she talked to us a lot about what she liked about it, you know.
She had a really good series. I think she came into her own, actually, this series. She was caught between the two, bickering the last time. So what are you going to do? Yeah. Are you finished improving your house? Because people never stop tweaking and painting and changing tiles.
No, we're not finished.
No,
my parents say that, you know, they bought their house 40 years ago and they're still renovating. So it's definitely an ongoing. I suppose a house is a dynamic. It's an ongoing project. You're never kind of happy with everything.
Yeah.
So we definitely are kind of ticking away at bits and pieces. We plan to do the attic soon for a little bit of extra storage. Yeah. Well, just a kind of a quick kind of tidy up so that we have extra storage for the moment. And then,
yeah,
because other houses on the street have actually turned their attics into rooms. So eventually maybe do that.
Oh, very good. And of course, there'll be storage for the television, which you now have to rip off the wall and restore the living room to the utterly unusable condition that Home of the Year judges prefer. That's the idea. Congratulations. Where is the trophy going? The winner Home of the Year trophy? Since we know your house inside out, by the way, we've all snooped multiple times.
Well, I've just bought an old cabinet to put on the wall in the sitting room above the sofa. So I think maybe in that, like I bought an old kind of china cabinet display thing that I'm going to upcycle and put it on the wall. So maybe in that. Yeah.
God, you're busy, busy fellas. Martin Campbell and Shane Murray, congratulations. Enjoy your home.
Thank you.
Worthy winners.
Thank you so much.
Lovely people to win as well. So congratulations. And best of luck with the wedding plans next year.
Thanks,
really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
The best thing of all is that we are all jealous of that dining room with the bar and everything in it.
Yeah.
Although we all drink responsibly, of course.
Absolutely.
Drink ourselves responsibly.
Exactly.
Good luck to you both. Home of the Year winners, 2024. Congratulations. We're going to take a break.